This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Imagine you're doing a little window shopping one day and suddenly the glass in front of you changes. As it happens, a cold front has blown in, and so instead of showing iced coffee through that glass, you see a steaming cup of hot chocolate. If you remember the movie Minority Report, you may remember how billboards would change based on the interests of those in proximity. Well, in the real world, this kind of advertising is already happening. A Dallas startup is at the forefront of it. Glass Media's technology also has the ability to recognize you, or at least determine your age and gender. Daniel Black is the company's co-founder and CEO. Daniel, tell us how this glass advertising technology works.
Using a projection technology, as opposed to hanging an ugly TV in a window, we actually digitize the storefront glass with a type of projection film, and it gives us the ability to make any shape or size on the glass, connect it to the internet, and have it come alive and give the retailer the ability to control it.
Okay, now the hypothetical that I gave was, imagine the weather outside determines what it is that you see if you're looking at the glass. Now, since your technology allows the advertiser to determine the age and gender, perhaps, of the person walking past, how might that come into play in terms of determining what the consumer sees when that consumer looks at the glass?
So I'll just give you a couple of examples of how we know who you are and what content may be relevant for you. So the first one is we have cameras on many of our installations, and we do something called audience measurement as opposed to facial recognition. Facial recognition is where we're actually building a database of faces. We don't do that. We choose to use pixel data. So what we can do is we can actually put you in one of four age groups and deliver content based on whether you're a young child or an older adult.
Let's say if I walk past one of your glass windows and it determines, or it sucks from my telephone, I'm a person who likes to go to happy hour and I'm a male and whatever. Am I likely to see like the glass change and say, hey, happy hour starts in 25 minutes, come back and blah, blah, blah. Is that how it might work?
So that's definitely the direction we're headed in. Of course, we need certain data. And so just like businesses using kind of those loyalty brand rewards cards, that's kind of how they gather data on people. We're doing the same thing. So whether it's by giving up your mobile number, getting on an email list, or just being able to track you through your phone, the goal is to really build a relationship with you and the places you enjoy going so you can get better, more engaging offers.
So you would be able to, at least in theory, track us on our phone?
Technically speaking, yes.
I know you anticipate this, but I think the idea, in part, might make some people sort of uncomfortable. I mean, our reality is often shaped by images. I mean, that's one of the premises of advertising, of course. And if those images are manipulated by a third party on the basis of ideas about who I am or who, you know, someone else is, we lose a certain degree of autonomy, don't we? I mean, we're not seeing the same ads as everyone else. We're seeing someone else's idea of who we are reflected in the choices presented, right?
We're really operating in the same way that Google AdWords and Facebook do online. And so if you're on Facebook, for example, and I'm on Facebook, you're going to see different content that's more relevant to you. Same on Google AdWords. So different banners you see are going to be different for you than for me based on demographic info they have. And that's actually better. It's really a filter system, so you don't have to look at a bunch of spam all day. In metropolitan areas, there's hundreds of people walking by a store every day. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to get to the point where you individually are seeing a specific tailored ad.
So it's not going to be like Minority Report where it says, hey, David, come in and get your whatever. You're not going to see that.
Correct. You're just going to see things based on, you know, demographic info in a different area. So, for example, in Dallas, where we're headquartered, we have areas like Uptown with a younger generation and Plano with an older generation. The content's just going to be more tailored to that demographic audience.
As you try to imagine what the future is going to look like for advertising, what do you imagine? What do you see?
One thing we're definitely getting into is interactive glass, kind of like Minority Report.
So as you see it, I mean, do you see constantly changing billboards, for example? I mean, that things will, as we walk down the street, it will seem a little bit more alive.
It's going to be up to the city. So every city nationwide has their own sign code and sign ordinances, and they regulate everything from whether video can play, whether you can have a number of animations or a number of images rotate. Yeah, so what's very interesting for us is we have a number of clients with thousands of stores. And what we're finding is optimizing content is going to be very different from location to location. Because in one city, we might be able to play video and have a very large sign. In another city, the sign might be limited to 15% of the overall storefront. Mm. and you can only play static images.
I have to ask, it's my understanding that your company moved to Dallas from San Diego. What was it about Dallas?
We made the decision to move here as opposed to the Bay Area for a few reasons. The first one was the low cost of living from California. It's very, very expensive. The second one, which was the biggest motivation, was that all our customers are here. So our three verticals, our target verticals, are real estate, retail, and restaurant groups. Mm-hmm. And so the nice thing for us is we have, you know, over 30 customers right here in DFW, large brands, where literally we can hop in a car and be there within 15 minutes. And then the great thing, too, is there's a lot of talent here between, you know, UT in Austin and then UT Arlington and a number of schools in Dallas. There's a lot of programming talent coming out. And last but not least is that Dallas is a high growth startup community. Mm-hmm. The city's really putting in money, both money and time, and helping startups grow. And so I'm actually headquartered in a building in downtown with 18 stories, and the entire building is pretty much all startups. Dallas is a great place for us to really get started.
Interesting stuff. Daniel Black, co-founder and CEO of Dallas-based Glass Media. Daniel, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, David.